Drones can survey and capture data over distances without one person having to set foot in the area. Here in Chattanooga, Andy Carroll is co-founder of SkyTech, one of the leading companies in this country for unmanned aerial systems. Between COVID-19 and last month's severe weather, SkyTech's technology has had a lot of ground to cover lately.
Andy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
How did you and those with you in creating SkyTech come up with the idea?
SkyTech, we do mapping and remote sensing technology with everything from drones to satellites, and then working with partners of manned aircraft providers. My background was in that type of technology, working in mapping and remote sensing and geographic information systems. So 5 years ago, when this new technology was beginning to be permitted by the FAA for commercial operation, I was immediately interested, and through a common connection here in town, met my future business partner, Bill Rogers. Bill, always very focused on the latest technology, you know, kind of a techno geek, so to speak, but came from a very different business background. And he was at a good transition point where we just started kicking the idea around of, hey, what if we developed a company that provided services with these unmanned systems? And obviously, with my background, I wanted to use them for mapping and surveying and remote sensing. It just kind of grew organically. First office was the Camp House down on Martin Luther King Boulevard. It grew from there to a company of about 10 individuals now, and we're based in North Chattanooga. But over the last 5 years, I've served clients in California, Michigan, the Virgin Islands, and all over in between. So it's been really fun. My partner brings a lot of the business acumen and experience, and I'm kind of bringing the technical and some of the big picture on the mapping and technology side.
And some of that background comes from this campus, our campus, UTC.
Yeah, I had a pleasure of coming through the graduate program in environmental sciences and caught it right when geospatial technology was really emerging. There was a National Science Foundation grant that the Environmental Science Department received in the late 90s that really kind of set the way for my future career and the career of many of the former colleagues and friends that came through that program. So UTC was one of the first to have a very nice GIS and remote sensing instruction lab. And we had funding from the U.S. Geological Survey and other groups, and kind of paid my way through graduate school and never thought it would end up flying robots and tasking satellites for a living, but that's where it ended up.
With the coronavirus pandemic, how has your work changed? When it comes to working remotely, that's part of what you've been doing all along.
Yeah, exactly. You know, remote sensing and mapping with satellites and drones, it's not a lot of high density public settings. We're usually in very rural places or, you know, operating from hundreds of miles above the surface of the earth with satellite partners. So we've been able to operate given the current COVID-19 pandemic and the realities that we're all living through. But we definitely see a slowdown just like everyone is. But fortunately, we've been able to get out and apply the technology and really emphasize on that remoteness, the capabilities in the system. So a lot of our clients, they may have staff cut in half. And so they have the same amount of assets and infrastructure that they're trying to monitor and to map or to manage the progress of a project, but there are fewer individuals to get out in the field and do that. So it's a perfect use of the technology there. And we've definitely seen an uptick in monitoring and mapping services with some of those clients. Another thing with the technology, you know, obviously CDC, health departments, government organizations are using this mapping technology to track density of cases. And there's a lot of work being done to build systems to help predict and notify people when they're getting close to a potential hotspot of COVID-19. So there's some exciting work that Apple and Google are collaborating on to do this. And there are actual individuals here in Chattanooga that are working together to figure out how we can leverage that technology and help all of us during this current crisis. The other interesting thing, the neat use case of the technology was for the tornado response. So not only do we have a pandemic occurring and need to social isolate, but then we have a tornado come through on the day after Easter. And we were able to partner with the university and through the support of local foundations, acquire satellite imagery and look at the tornado impact zone and provide that information to EPB, to UTC for more research, the city of Chattanooga and Hamilton County and some of the other responders. So it's exciting to see that the technology can assist during these challenging times. We were able to partner with UTC and facilitate the acquisition of some satellite imagery for the tornado impact zone. And what that allowed us to do is to rapidly calculate the full extent of damage. So we were able to use our mapping software to figure out where did we have major loss of canopy, identify roof damage, on and on with some of the typical impacts that you get from, you know, the high winds or the tornado conditions. So, but we were able to create a set of applications and some data feeds that the city and the county and local partners were able to incorporate into their systems to support the recovery effort.
As we deal with this pandemic, as the technology continues to change, to get even sharper, what do you see ahead?
We're going to be challenged by the privacy concerns and issues that citizens have. I mean, I know the technology exists to be able to track cell phones at any time. That's not turned on. But if someone were to volunteer, we have mapped out known locations of where we have higher densities of the virus. There are opportunities to create applications that would keep you away from those zones or give you a warning. The challenge is if we create that, if we voluntarily turn on that capability, we're putting a lot of trust in the providers of that technology that they're going to turn it off when the pandemic is over. So it's something that everyone's struggling with across the board. I've been in discussions with individuals here in town from local foundations and at the university and the health department. It's really exciting to see, you know, the IGT lab, which is the GIS lab that the university currently maintains down in the former Sim Center building. They've been real leaders in partnering with a lot of the local government and organizations. So we're all trying to figure this out right now. What level of privacy are we willing to kind of hand over temporarily to help control the impact of this virus? I don't think we're there yet, and it's going to take more ongoing development of the and proof of concepts with the technology, but I see something emerging by the end of the summer as far as the initial applications and the capabilities.
Where can people go online to follow everything that you're doing?
You can always check out what we're doing at SkyTech. It's skytechllc.com. We have a couple blogs where we're mentioning sort of the work that we're doing during the current pandemic and also some of the other technology developments that are ongoing.
All right, Andy, thanks so much.
Thanks, Ray.